ABC Radio Australia.
Here on ABC Radio Australia, I'm Richard Ewart. So more than 4 months have passed now since Papua New Guinea's national women's soccer team made history by winning the OFC Nations Cup. Their reward was a place in the final World Cup qualifying tournament in New Zealand next year, and the prospect of becoming the first Pacific Island side, male or female, to qualify for a FIFA World Cup finals series. But then everything went pear-shaped. PNG's winning coach Nicola De May was removed from her post in controversial circumstances that are yet to be fully explained, and the team's preparations for the World Cup qualifier came to a virtual standstill. Now, there is a new coach at the helm, Englishman Spencer Pryor, and he's been presented to local media by the president of the PNG FA, John Capinato. We're joined now by Patricia Chiamo, senior sports reporter with The National. Patricia, welcome to the program. Now, you were present at the media conference where the new coach was introduced, Spencer Pryor. And am I right in saying that really any attempt by you or anybody else to ask any questions about what had gone on in the last 3 or 4 months were effectively shut down?
It was a couple of us reporters from Port Moresby, Post Korea, NBC TV, and a couple other reporters. So prior to the conference starting, we were advised by the technical director, Paul Isorua, that the press conference was just focused on the team's preparation with the arrival of the new coach and going forward as they prepare for the Inter-Confederation playoff next February.
So what sense did you get from the president of the PNG FA, John Capinato, who has come in for an enormous amount of criticism from fans in PNG since Nicola De May was sacked as coach after winning the OFC Nations Cup back in July, but he seems to have ridden out the storm?
We've come through quite a challenge. We have overcome that by women being the crown of the Oceania. That's a legacy. We cannot go back and say we did well or we didn't do well or this and that. We must always look forward and believe in the changes that comes.
So that's the way that John Capinato put it. But clearly those people that are watching what happened in July and thinking about what could happen next February, they're saying that 4 months has been lost, Patricia, aren't they? I mean, the players didn't look the same playing in Canberra the other week, and there's a lot of damage to be repaired there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, 4 months is a lot of time gone, and the players haven't had that much game time or a training camp until the Pacific Four Nations tournament. So, yeah, a lot of people in PNG are saying that time has lost, and obviously they will question whether the period from now until February is enough.
And the point that you made there was one that the new coach, Spencer Pryor, picked up on.
We found the starting point. We found that in Canberra, and we've now started changing mindsets, changing the way we train and making sure that we get everybody, first of all, back to where I think they were when they won the Oceania Championship, but then also looking ahead to take them to the next level as well.
So a positive, obviously, that he's looking to take the team to the next level, but he said it himself there. We need to get them back to where they were 4 months ago. So that just re-emphasises this lost time, doesn't it? This wasted preparation.
I think I was trying to figure out where his stand was when I chipped in that question regarding the transition from 4 months ago and now that he's leading the team now. But from the way I see it, he's banking on his experience with Thailand and the Young Matildas and the team's capabilities with what they've achieved and him seeing the players. They've been in Sydney for 2 weeks in a high performance camp. So from the way I see it, he's pretty confident that he can get the team to the next level. But the main thing I got from what he said was they need to get back to the standard where they were 4 months ago. I think he was referring to the level of fitness and how they were playing back then. They need to get back to that standard. They seem to have lost it in that 4 months when they didn't have any training or any games.
You raised the point there about Spencer Pryor's connections previously coaching the Thai women's team and also the Young Matildas, the Young Australia team 10 or so years ago. And he made a point of highlighting that himself, but he also made a point of not wanting to buy in to what's gone before.
I don't know anything about the stuff in the past, so that's nothing to do with me. Again, I don't know anything about that. All I would say is that I've come in here as former coach of a national team, Thailand. They've gone to successive World Cups. I have good experience around developing players as well with the Young Matildas. I would say that the majority of the senior Matildas squad now are all part of our Young Matildas group back in 2013.
So clearly, Spencer Pryor has a good pedigree, and I suspect a lot of people in Papua New Guinea will be excited by the fact that he played 500-odd games at a professional level in England. He played for teams like Manchester City and for Norwich City, Leicester City during his career. But do you believe, as someone who's followed this story from start to finish, whenever that may be, do you believe that anybody can turn this team around with everything that's happened over the last 4 months?
I do. I do believe that. I think the team has been through so much. They've achieved so much. They've sacrificed so much. I know personally from speaking to some of the players, some of them have sacrificed their work, their studies and their lives just to put everything they have into the team. And despite what had happened 4 months ago and how it affected the team, I think the main priority for them is to make history for Papua New Guinea and to qualify for the World Cup. Now that they do have that chance and with the help of Spencer coming in, I think all their focus will be put into making that dream become a reality for PNG.
But I was interested in something else that John Caponata, the PNGFA president, said, where he seemed to be preparing people for this not to succeed.
Sometimes in our country, we all want to win. When we win, everybody raises their flag. But when we don't do well, we try to get behind and criticize and make all kinds of comments. People say that you love sports. I think our mindset needs to change.
So, Patricia, what do you think John Caponata means by that in terms of changing mindset? Or was it really just him softening the blow if things don't work out for the team in New Zealand next February?
Well, I think what he meant was it's not just about the football team here. Every other national sport that goes out and compete at the international stage, when they win, people celebrate and praise them. But when they suffer a loss, that's when criticism comes in. And yes, sometimes constructive criticism is good for the team, good for growth and development, but sometimes it's bad.
And just to wrap things up, I mean, we have this new beginning now. We have a new coach in tow with a new assistant who comes highly credentialed as well. But still, I think it's fair to say that neither you nor I nor any soccer follower in Papua New Guinea really knows why we got in this situation. Why a coach who succeeded in winning a trophy for a national soccer team in Papua New Guinea, something which has never happened before, was dismissed.
That's something a lot of people, including myself, are still wondering about. There are some people who are still wondering what actually happened. What was the actual reason why she was let go in the first place when she delivered results?
Well, she is no longer in post. Spencer Pryor is at the helm, and I guess everyone that's behind soccer in Papua New Guinea would wish him and the team every success. Patricia, thank you very much indeed for your time.
You're welcome.
Patricia Kiamo, senior sports reporter with the National in Papua New Guinea, and the build-up to the PNG team's World Cup qualifying match against Panama in February has begun in earnest now, with warm-up games against the Philippines coming up in Sydney on December the 11th and December the 15th.